The Cariboo Regional District Board has approved a recommendation to install fencing around some sections of its offices and the Williams Lake Library for security purposes. It's a new realm that we're in, but I don't think the board has any choice, said Steve Forsyth, director for CRD Area D, which includes Commodore Heights and McLees Lake, while commenting on the recommendation. Forsyth said the CRD has a duty to keep staff safe and that he himself was beginning to feel nervous when accessing the building on 3rd Avenue in Williams Lake. As she introduced the project to the table during the Friday, July 11 regular board meeting, CRD Chair Margot Wagner said the board previously discussed concerns around people entering the building without proper authority or acting in an inappropriate manner. Murray Daly, Chief Administrative Officer for the CRD, painted a clearer picture of the situation. "We had the same drug dealer arrested 4 times in one day," Daly said. "The RCMP are attending, but it's not correcting the actions to the satisfaction of this organization." Daly said the building has security 5 days a week during its operating hours, but that safety concerns are also beginning to extend beyond those times. Consultants recommend installing fences around the CRD's loading docks, its main office entrance, and around the library's outdoor seating area. The fencing, which Daly said was deemed unclimbable, will make areas such as the library's outdoor seating space only accessible by first entering the building. All the fences will include gates with panic bars on the inside so people can exit the space in the case of an emergency. Access to the library's main entrance will remain the same. All 15 of the CRD directors present at the meeting voted in favor of allocating up to $90,000 for the purchase and installation of the fencing, which will require the removal of a tree. The project did not pass without discussion, however, as some directors raised concerns around the implications of fencing in a public space and others suggested even greater security improvements. Director Jim Glassford worried the project would make the building seem uninviting, though his concerns were lessened when it was clarified that the fencing would not be installed at the library's front entrance. Directors John Massier and Betty Anderson both floated the idea of enhancing security for the building's side door where directors access the boardroom. Though Massier seemed wary to suggest the idea for fear it would escalate to fencing off the entire building, Director Anderson wondered if they could go a step further and increase security in the parking lot. "There's a whole pile of garbage out front this morning when I went over to the coffee shop. It was just gross," Anderson said after expressing a growing sense of insecurity around the building. "I found that you're dodging bodies all the time out in that parking lot. It's a bit nerve-wracking." Daly responded with hesitation to fencing off the entire building, suggesting it was best to see how effective this first step would be. Director Al Richmond also mentioned the building's side door as being an area of potential risk, though he wasn't convinced fencing would make real change. "Fencing is going to be a band-aid, it's not going to be a solution," Richmond said after alluding to there being a much deeper problem than what they are seeing if police aren't able to address the issue. "I think the police are doing the job. It's the justice system that's not doing the job," Wagner chimed in. Regardless, Richmond said he would not vote against the recommendation but simply thought it was sad the community was requiring this sort of intervention. "I moved to Williams Lake in 1974, and I can tell you things were really bad then," Richmond said. "I think they're nowhere near, in one aspect, as bad as they were then, but it seems to have taken a twist." Director Forsyth noted that, while he felt the CRD would never have dreamed of intervening in this way up until now, they are not the only ones dealing with an increase in safety concerns. "Our friends at Fraser Fort George also had to do the same thing for their staff," Forsyth said. "But it does remind us of both collateral damage of federal and provincial drug policy decisions being effectively downloaded to our local governments." Director Maureen Laborde agreed with earlier concerns that too much fencing could create the impression of a fortress, but she was optimistic about how the project could create a more pleasant outdoor space for library users. "As an unforeseen cost, the fencing project will require the CRD to amend its budget so it can access funds from the Library and Administration Services reserves."